It's easy to feel guilty about the struggle that we each have in dealing with the sin in our lives because somehow we imagine that we're the only ones going through the struggle, that everyone else out there has it all together. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Sin is an ever-present reality in the life of every believer. In Romans chapter 7, the Apostle Paul tells us of the war that's going on inside him between the spirit and his flesh. I know the right thing to do. I want to do it. I just can't, he writes. Thank you, Paul, for being so honest, because it's a battle that we each face. There's no one out there who lives their life on some super spiritual, holy roller plane who has it all worked out. If Paul didn't, then you and I certainly don't. But when we put our trust in Jesus, even though we're rotting to death in our sin, the Holy Spirit brings new life. It's a process. It happens over time, just as God intended. Romans chapter 8, verses 11 to 13. God raised Jesus from death, and if God's Spirit lives in you, he will also give life to your bodies that die. Yes, God is the one who raised Christ from death, and he will raise you to life through his Spirit living in you. So, my brothers and sisters, we must not be ruled by our sinful selves. We must not live the way our sinful selves want. If you use your lives to do what your sinful selves want, you will die spiritually. But if you use the Spirit's help to stop doing the wrong things you do with your body, you will have true life. Working harder isn't going to help you overcome sin. Relying on God the Holy Spirit will. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. God's Word is the power to set you free. God's Word, when the Holy Spirit takes it and writes it onto your heart, is the power to overcome sin and to be holy. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.